Good afternoon. We're sitting here with Bulldog return guys, Fred Franklin, Daniel Huffines, and T. Shepherd. And guys, we're going to talk a little bit about how things have been going and what you expect this coming season.
All right, T, tell me, you just coming in here in the spring, just tell me how things are going on the special team side of things, and then we'll talk about the your defensive back position later on in the day.
Okay. Everything been going well. I mean, far with the technique-wise, returning the ball, everything is new to me because in high school, we didn't have all that technique, you know. So we're spending time with Coach McCarty. You know, he teaches me a lot of things as far as technique-wise and where the ball point at and everything. So that's something new to me, and I'm getting better as each day come by. So I'm working on getting better. Overall, we're going to be safe. We're going to be good.
So did in high school, you return kicks?
Yeah,
and punts,
yeah, I returned
both,
a lot
both things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference in what you've seen in college and
high school? The big difference as far as a punter getting the ball off his foot and far as catching it and trying to, because you got faster guys and stronger guys, and when they come down, ooh, Lord. You gotta have confidence in yourself for catching the ball. Cause if you don't have no confidence, a lot of time you can fumble. And then, I mean, you gotta just be prepared catching the ball. That's a big difference though.
What's the difference in for you? Cause I know, like, you're having to think two different ways. Cause most of the time, mm-hmm. if punters get off a good punt, it's mm-hmm. rolling straight up.
Yeah.
And then on kickoffs, it's usually, you know,
yeah.
head over heels. You just tell me the mindset of having to think about where you are in what situation.
Okay, kickoff, it's more easy to kick off because, you know, you got 11 guys in front of you actually blocking, you know. So kickoff, you just basically just being patient and catching the ball and running. But punt, I mean, you got two gunners coming down, and sometimes it'd be a middle man coming down. And the ball be so high, you got to adjust to it any type of way. And sometimes you can't see the gunner, and sometimes when we catch it, you know, we can get hit in the chin. I mean, it's a lot of situations, but it's a big difference, though.
Kickoff
is more
easy.
It's more easy for me.
All right, Daniel, tell me about last year. I know just shooting just about every point, you were back there feeling that thing. Just tell me what you've done in the last, since spring to now, to improve. And what are you expecting from the number one punt return team right now?
Right. Well, really what I've been working on is just being more comfortable back there. You know, last year I just kind of went back there. And I know last year I feel like I got the feel of it, but now this year I just got to, you know, get more yards after the catch. Last year I was good catching. I was worried more about the catch than after catching and running. So this year I think I need to focus more on, you make the catch, now make somebody miss and get something to happen. And I know that starts, we got some hard workers on the punt return squad. So I think it's going to be some opportunities to break a few this year, so I put that on myself to take it back as far as I can. And I know T and the rest of the defense will get a lot of punt return situations going on. So,
all right, Fred, tell me about kickoff return. I know one of the games you were named National Player of the Week, and you had some good guys in front of you. And tell me how you felt about last year's effort, and then what you think we've improved on so far this year.
Well, last year, I didn't have too much confidence about myself and kickoff return because that was my first time ever doing it. And Coach McCarty always telling me that I can do it. So later on in the season, I got comfortable with doing kickoff return, and I started doing better. But now this year, I feel as we're going to be better, try to be number one again, and I feel we'll take more to the house this year.
So tell me the difference having T on the other side of you, because, I mean, where are they going to kick it? You know, if they got you on one side and T on the other, I mean, they you think they're going to try to pooch it up or kick it real high, those sky kicks, or what do you think is going
to
happen?
They probably try to sky kick. They probably try to avoid the ball coming to me and him. But they had to kick it to one of us, so whoever gets it, we're just going to try to make plays.
All right. Well, tell me about the team, Fred. How things have been going, and overall, what you expect out of the Bulldogs this year?
Well, this year, you know, we came from last year being 5-4. I think we'll be much better this year. We have more talent, and we getting better coach and working harder. So I feel as we're a championship team, and we should win it all.
Danny, what's your feeling so far?
I agree. It's a ton of talent out there, and I feel like this year it's a different atmosphere. You know, we got a lot of people working real hard, and it's a lot of competition. Like, and we're really deep this year. The ones, twos, and even some threes. You know, it's a lot of competition between just one position. So it's making everybody work a lot harder, and practice has been a lot more chippy, which is good. You like to see everybody out there working, and it should be a lot better this year.
All right, T, I know you weren't here in the fall, but tell me what you've seen since the spring when you came in to now, how guys have been doing.
I mean, when I came in the spring, you know, I mean, I thought we had a great team in the spring, but this summer, I mean, we're gonna be unbeatable because we got so many talent, like Huffine said, and everybody competing and working hard at each day come by, everybody getting better every day, and competition, you know. So, I mean, we got a great team. I mean, I figured out we're gonna be a championship team. We just gotta concede and be successful together and work as a team to be successful, and we're gonna be great.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
So what,